You're listening to Speak Free with Simon O'Connor, right here on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
So we're turning back to the United States to my mate Bruce from Maryland. How are you?
I am good. It is, oh gosh, I say this every week. It's so hot. it's just newsy news. Things are always happening here in the States. So I'll say g'day from the USA.
Well, always, as you say, big news. I suppose the biggest news this week is that Kamala Harris has chosen her VP. So tell listeners about this Tim Walz. Is that how I say it? Tim Walz? Fella, who is he?
Tim Walz. It sounds like waltz, like the dance, but it's waltz with an S. He is extremely liberal. He's the governor of Minnesota. And Minnesota is a very, very blue state, meaning Hamas sell stuff is up there. All those Rodney King riots in Minneapolis that, you know, where Minneapolis just burned down. That's his state, and he kind of condones that. He's got, he's totally woke, totally full on woke, socialist. Borderline Marxist. Some would call him a Marxist, but he's kind of a wolf in sheep's clothing because he comes off as very folksy, kind of nice guy, teacher, totally harmless. No, don't fall for it. Anyway,
yeah, well, I know parts of Minnesota, and that Rachel and I were up there last year, actually just after we had visited you, but rural Minnesota is one thing, but yeah, what they call the Twin Cities, St. Paul's and Minneapolis, you just don't go out in the city. It's just so dangerous. The violence, the robberies, it's a huge mess. So I'm actually a bit surprised she's chosen him. So what's Kamala thinking? Why is he the pick? What's he bringing to the Democratic ticket?
I don't know. Everybody thought it was going to be Shapiro. Shapiro is the governor of Pennsylvania, which is a battle state, which Kamala needs if she's going to be even valid as a candidate. She's really got to have Pennsylvania. But it's the anti-Semitism of the Democrats that, you know, flares up all the time. He's too Jewish, and we can't have a Jewish man on the ticket because then we lose Minnesota. The one that everybody was kind of thinking also was Mark Kelly. He's the astronaut from Arizona. His wife was got shot in the head a couple of years ago. He could have brought Arizona to the table, but she chose Tim Walz. I guess because they're both woke and both of their ideologies are very, very similar.
Isn't that a bit confusing, though? I mean, so it's not critiquing you, but I agree. I didn't think he'd pick Shapiro because he's Jewish and that would isolate quite a radical side of the Democrats. But normally you'd go for someone who complements you, wouldn't you? Someone who's able to, as you say, bring in another state, etc. So very strange that she's gone with Walz.
Yeah, a lot of pundits will say when you're talking about a vice president, do no harm. Nobody thinks about the vice president. You know, you're voting for the president, and it's he's the flavor of the week for the next month or so because the convention comes up right after the Olympics. But so I don't know. He's not a strong candidate, but he's a folksy nice guy.
He's got some baggage, though, hasn't he? I mean, I'm trying to read up on him.
He's got lots. Probably the big one that popped up today was he says he's in the National Guard, and he got a promotion to, I forget what the rank was, but then he got notice that he's going to deploy to Iraq, and he resigned. And his friends and compatriots are mad at his hornet's nest because it's just kind of stolen valor that he would abandon his troop when he's about to go. He also, during COVID, he had a snitch line where you could call a number and tell on your neighbor if they were going to church or having a barbecue or playing basketball or something.
Oh, God. New Zealanders, Bruce, will remember that because our Prime Minister, whose name I will not utter, also set up effectively a snitch line here in New Zealand, including if you deemed a retailer to be charging too much for food. Look, just crazy times. I've completely distracted you. So he sounds like he's a... Well, he's got positives and negatives.
No, you didn't distract me. I read about your Prime Minister. I keep up with you guys.
you poor thing.
Is, oh, he's just defund the police, a huge redistribution of wealth. He's for that. He's I don't see. But if you're a Democrat or if you're in the on the Reds, you're going to love him. Let's see. As opposed to Trump, I think the decision is absolutely crystal clear now. You've got a socialism versus democracy. You've got the free market, lower regulations, tax relief, all sorts of stuff. And on the socialism side, there's redistribution, the Green Party. So you're not going to have a drill baby drill. Nobody's drilling anything in a Harris administration, where Trump says we've got all this oil. So anyway. It's clear.
A big contrast, really, isn't it, between the two parties?
Huge.
Hey, and another topic.
Such a dramatic contrast.
No, well, I mean, I think it's going to, says me to you, it's going to be a fascinating few months ahead. You've obviously had big news around the hostages release. What are the American people saying there? And actually, you might just quickly brief viewers. Viewers, listeners, God, always think I'm on TV when I'm actually on radio. What actually happened with the hostage deal and how's it going down?
Well, it came out as a blue. Nobody knew it. It's amazing how they kept such a tight lip for months. It was a huge, largest prisoner exchange since the early Cold War. 26 people got released and moved around and returned to their homelands. That included three Americans, which we're very proud of. And you had countries, Russia, Belarus, U.S., Germany, Poland, Slovenia, Norway. They all were involved in this trade. And the linchpin on the whole thing was Putin wanted this hitman, mafia guy, who was tried and convicted and sent to lifetime in jail in Germany. And so the chancellor of Germany or prime minister of Germany told Biden, I'll do this for you. And so because of his release, everything else fell into place. So Americans are none too happy that we release an assassin, or that Germany released an assassin. But they're happy that we got we got three guys back. One's left still behind. Because he has a doctor's prescription for medical marijuana. But this also opens the door for now the Russians can just grab an American off the street and trade it for somebody. It's not good. But it's good.
So I suppose it's one of those things.
Got released.
Yeah, exactly right. It does. It was the question in my mind. I mean, you always want people returned home, but it does lead to sort of hostage diplomacy. But on lighter topics, you were telling me just before we came on air, the Olympics ultimately is dominating much of what Americans are focused on.
Life has stopped. There is no people are not watching politics unless you're a total geek like me. But it's Olympics, America. We're a dynamo. I don't know if you're watching it. We excel in everything. So big.
Oh, New Zealand's won a few gold. You haven't won everything.
Yes, you have. I'm watching you, swimmers. I'm watching you. I'm rooting for you. I'm totally want you. Simone Biles. I mean, she just showed that she's human. That she fell off the beam, but she's walking away with a lot of hardware. Our swimmers are hardware. Our track and field, amazing. So everybody's watching. And then all the obscure stuff like the hammer throw with the discus or equestrian, or they're swimming in the Seine and coming down with E. coli.
Well, I just think it's wonderful that actually, as you say, Yeah, well, I just love what you were saying earlier too, that the partisanship, the politics, if you will, falls to the side, and Americans, you know, almost to a man and a woman follow it.
We've got some dear friends, and each year we have our Olympics, our backyard Olympics, and have all sorts of silly little games. I don't know if you know rock, hammer, scissors, and you do rock, hammer, scissors, and the loser gets hit in the face with a wet tortilla. Since it's so hot, you take sponges and play dodgeball. We've got Yahtzee with these huge dice that we can throw in the, it went on for hours and hours and hours. Lots of fun, lots of laughs. It's all in the name of the Olympics. We played the theme and had the torch. And
I think it's a great reminder that politics aside, actually, there's still just a lot of fun to be had. Bruce, thank you for coming on. It's always great to get your perspective. And, let's hope you don't get hit in the face by a wet tortilla.
Oh, no. Well, I did have my share, but that's for another story for another day. I'm so grateful to be on, and you Kiwis have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Right now, free speech is under heavy attack in New Zealand and overseas, with governments constantly devising new ways to enforce censorship. To make sure you never miss the critical news and breaking stories you rely on, join the RCR mailing list today. Get connected now at realitycheck.radio/email.